This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
It is debate night again for President Obama and Mitt Romney. The candidates are going to meet at Hofstra University on Long Island tonight. And there's a good chance you're going to hear about Medicare. So we asked Marketplace's David Gura to give us a status update, or you might say to take Medicare in for a checkup.
Medicare goes to the doctor because he's stressed. He's worried about his future. John Oberlander teaches public health at UNC Chapel Hill.
Well, just like with any other person who's 47 years old, which is about my age, you're always concerned about what's going to happen.
On top of that, everyone is talking about him, and there's a lot of weight on his shoulders. More than 50 million people rely on Medicare, and Oberlander says that number is expected to grow to 80 million over the next two decades.
Its costs are going up, and that's both because more beneficiaries are joining the program as the baby boomers age into Medicare, and also due to the rising costs of medical care.
Medicare has his diagnosis, so he goes to see a specialist. First up, Dr. Obama.
The way for us to deal with Medicare in particular is to lower health care costs.
Vivian Ho is a health care economist at Rice University.
We've got an obese patient here, which needs to be put on a strict diet and exercise program.
Ho says for years, no one told Medicare to get in shape.
It's almost as though we've given incentives for Medicare as a patient to perhaps eat more, but not necessarily exercise and watch what they're eating.
Dr. Obama outlined his course of treatment in the Affordable Care Act. Medicare decides to get a second opinion from Dr. Romney. Dr. Romney says Medicare is at a breaking point, and it can't handle 30 million more people relying on him. So he prescribes a choice.
To allow them to either to choose the current Medicare program or a private plan.
Dr. Romney claims the private sector typically is able to provide a better product at a lower cost. Medicare has his options. His future health depends on which treatment voters choose. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.